So this is the first case of a documented murder potentially being related to ChatGPT. And in Connecticut earlier this month, the 56-year-old killed his mother before killing himself. And he'd been talking in depth with ChatGPT while suffering an extreme state of paranoia for quite a while. ChatGPT encouraged these kind of paranoid thoughts. So things like, for instance, he believed his mother was trying to drug him using his car ventilation. ChatGPT suggested, yes, this might be a betrayal. He was thinking that his mother was somehow spying on him using the printer. ChatGPT said, yes, the printer might well be a surveillance asset. Eventually, he ended up telling the chatbot that they would be together in another life because he developed an obsession with it. And 3 weeks later, both him and his mother were dead. Now, of course, he was a very sick man, and this was known for a while among the local community. Police knew him. He'd already tried killing himself before. So it's a very different case to that one of Adam Rainey that you mentioned, that 16-year-old boy who committed suicide in April. On Tuesday, his parents, Maria and Matt, filed a lawsuit against OpenAI, claiming ChatGPT had encouraged him to kill himself. Now, his parents knew he was going through a rough time, as is often the case in these cases, but they had no idea that he was having these very disturbed conversations with ChatGPT. The New York Times published some chilling excerpts. For instance, Adam sent ChatGPT a photo of a noose in his cupboard, and the chatbot reacted by saying, "That's not bad at all." At the end of March, Adam said he was going to leave the noose out so someone would try and stop him killing himself, essentially, and the chatbot urged him not to. Now, his mother reacted to seeing all of these messages for the first time, as quoted in the NYT, saying ChatGPT had killed their son.